This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
Hey, Shane.
Hey,
why?
What's the word? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, we're doing an audio only podcast remotely, no video. It's like we're kicking it old school.
Going back to the roots.
Yes, so to speak. And probably my favorite thing is the last, few months, we've been doing it on Twitch and everything. It's been great. I've been getting a little bit of a heads up on the list, but this week, Mike, I am
zero.
A little bit unfamiliar with what you're going to throw at me, and I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for it too, but you know what hopefully you're not unfamiliar with is the stuff we talked about last week.
Yes. Well, I'm a little hit and miss on it, but I would love to get your takes.
Awesome. Let's talk about the number one first, Noctul. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think it's really, really good. It is so dirty sounding. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
It's like, raw, man. It's grindy. It's grimy. It doesn't have the real polished quality, which I like about it. But also, when you're getting through a whole album, it's a lot.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think it's a bit shorter of a record, if I want to say. Maybe 40 minutes. It's not too bad. But I thought that the writing was really solid. And I mean, there's kind of like that last song, Become Ethereal, which is just like a slow outro song. Like, I thought it was a really well put together album and just a ton of fun.
Yeah, you're right. No, it is. You're right. It is short. Sometimes that genre can go on and on and on. It didn't do that. Probably it's probably a good thing. But yeah, it's just amazing. The melody that is in this album pretty much all the way through, which I really liked. And a solid pick with Noctul. Probably a band a lot of people aren't familiar with, despite the success of her other project.
Yeah, Svalbard. I mean, and it's a new project too. So hopefully it takes off the ground. And she's got two great projects going right now as far as the music they're putting out. Just got to hopefully wait and see and get these numbers up.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen.
Oh yeah. Next, you want to talk about our good old Detroit Boys and Adventure?
Oh yeah, this record's awesome, man.
It's so good.
What a band. I think this is going to turn some heads. I mean, a lot of people already,
I think it already is.
Yeah, it already is for sure. I feel like that purple album cover, I like keep seeing it everywhere
stunning.
On the internet. Like people keep posting about it. It's the album's being reviewed and it's being shared a lot. And that's just a sign of things to come and just a solid album.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's these guys are going to blow up. I mean, it's such a fun release. I wouldn't be surprised to see them going out with a bunch of other Swancore bands. As touring starts to be announced and things like that. I mean, they're just awesome. The songwriting on this record was just super, super fun. I think every song has a great hook on it. I mean, I listen to this record and I'm not bored.
No.
And I absolutely love the features on here too. Like, I'm getting Andy Cizik, huge pull. Awesome dude. And then getting Andres as well. I absolutely love all of his work. He's kind of bringing this almost Latin hip hop aspect to post-hardcore, and he's doing some really fun stuff as well.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you bring up the Swancore genre, which we throw around that term a little bit on the show. It's basically anything Dance Gavin Dance influenced on Blue Swan Records. And it's funny because, you know, there's so many great bands that occupy that space and that genre, but I feel like we haven't had that one really pop yet. And I feel like Adventurer could be that band.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, yeah, you've kind of had a couple that are slowly starting to take off. Bands like Nova Charisma, bands like Stolas. We talk about Cianvar, Origami Button, kind of all the Kurt Travis projects.
Yep.
And there's a lot that's super good material, but I mean, it's just not breaking out in a way that Dance Gavin Dance has.
Yes, exactly. This could be the one.
Hopefully. Who knows? To kind of go to the opposite end of the spectrum, this Mental Cruelty album is absolutely disgusting.
I mean, it's like hard to imagine a heavier band. You know, like,
I know,
it's
right?
It's just so heavy.
Like, we've got Brand of Sacrifice, who's heavy in their own way.
Yeah.
But they're kind of, I don't know, it's different. Like, it's not the like black and deathcore, the black metal influences and the orchestral, and like everything about this just feels like you're in Transylvania and it's black and white and everything's gloomy and it's just nasty.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. This record is so heavy. It's probably one of my favorite deathcore releases so far this year, up there with Brand of Sacrifice. I don't think it's going to be topped until like Slaughter Prevail comes out, but absolutely amazing release.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And a band I think that's still under the radar, probably not for long. So get on that. Mental Cruelty, an amazing the year of deathcore, Mike. You keep saying it.
Year of deathcore.
And yes, it seems to be true.
It's coming true. And then the last one I really wanted to talk about was this White Moth Black Butterfly, the progressive pop album called The Cost of Dreaming. Did you get a chance to check that out?
I did. And it, I don't know, it's really good. It's so, I was like, I think once I found out about what it was, because you sent me the single a couple weeks ago now, and I had no idea what it was. And now that I know it's written by a bunch of prog metal dudes, I was trying to hear the aspects of that in the music. And to be honest, I don't really hear them. It just sounds like a great kind of dream pop record. Yeah. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get a little bit of the progressive, like in the song structure more than the actual writing itself.
Oh, right. Yeah. I could see that.
But like, I think it's great. Like dreamy pop, just the way you described it. I mean, absolutely phenomenal record. I think it's probably going to be one of my favorites in that kind of almost like pop electronic little subsect for the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And cool name, cool aesthetic. Yeah. I really like this project.
100%, me too. Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about from last week?
Not off the top of my head. I think that's the main stuff I got a chance to check out. So
I just remembered one more.
Okay.
We gotta talk about it. The return of Patty Walters and As It Is.
Oh yes. Now
this song is a raucous banger. Emo anthem.
I missed it. I was I don't know how, because I love As It Is, and we were talking so much about their last
return with the members leaving.
Well, that there's that. Yeah. Two main members leaving the band. And their last, you know, album cycle being very image based, and really, really curious to see how this goes. So hey, if it's a raucous banger, I better get on this. And we'll have to extend this conversation to next week, and we will talk about As It Is. I don't know when they're releasing more material, but they're hopefully coming, right?
I mean, this is emo anthem level. This is My Chemical Romance. Like, if you told me this is a My Chem song, I would say, okay, the voice is a little off. But yeah, the writing is there.
Wow.
It's so damn catchy.
Wow.
Like, this song has just been stuck in my head for the last 6 days. And I can't get it out, and I'm not mad about it.
I won't count out Patty ever. He's a very, very talented guy. And they're a band that works very hard. I've loved them for a long time. So this is exciting. And I don't know why I'm sleeping on this. Let me get on it.
All right. Right after we're done talking.
Yep.
All right. That's all I got then.
Let's go. This week, I'm ready. Let's top go. Five.
This week, number five. Yes. You know what we haven't talked about on the show in a long time?
Black metal jazz? Oh, no. We've talked about that recently. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
what?
We have. Power metal.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I know you really love it.
So I'm not sure what this is all about exactly. It's an EP. There's a couple of live tracks. I think it's kind of unreleased songs, but it's by absolute classic power metal band Rhapsody of Fire.
Mm, yes.
They're putting out an EP called I'll Be Your Hero. For people not familiar with the band, they're very similar to Aventasia, Sonata Arctica, Blind Guardian, all the classics. They have a huge discography back to the 90s.
Yep.
This band is consistently really good. I think that they're more standard power metal of what, like, when people think power metal, with kind of like the guitars on fire because of how fast they're playing, and the solos kind of sprinkled everywhere, and singing about dragons, and they've got the dude with the sword on the album cover.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It's that to a T. Rhapsody of Fire has always never disappointed me. Just great, consistently good power metal. I think this EP is going to be the same. Whatever's kind of involved in it. I know there's at least one new song. It's called I'll Be Your Hero. And these guys are just going to kill it again. Always great.
I'll Be Your Hero is the most power metal album title I've ever heard, too, by the way.
I know, right? And, like, I've been, like, as I see the news for this, whenever I see it, because they haven't released a single off of this, so I don't really know a whole lot, like, about if they're doing something thematically or what. Like, every time I read it, it's like, I'll Be Your Hero. I just think of Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, is this a cover? I don't know. I don't think it is, but.
My girlfriend and I got pretty drunk a few weeks back, and we just had an Enrique Iglesias marathon of hits where we were just drinking wine and crying, and it was awesome.
He's just such an amazingly talented artist, and I think I'm not going to say super underrated, because he's absolutely huge. He's one of the biggest musicians in the world.
Of course.
But man, he is just absolutely incredible. Like, I've been listening to him since high school. He's just consistent bangers.
Oh yeah. Although the Tonight I'm Fucking You song was a bit out of left field and a little creepy. I was like, maybe you shouldn't have done this one, Enrique. But anyway, shifting back to power metal, this is an exciting number five, and I'm here for it.
Me too. Shifting into number four,
mm-hmm.
We've got a band that are describing themselves as TikTok emo nihilism.
Oh, I might already be out, Mike.
That might already be out?
I might already be out. TikTok?
Okay.
Is it now a genre? Oh, no.
I'm going to bring you back in, because this is a super group. How does the name Benjamin Hamala of Group Love?
Okay. Fancy. Yeah, sure. That's
how about Mr. Anthony Green of Seosin and Circus Survive?
Okay. I'm listening. My attention is peaked.
What about John Nolan and Adam Lazara from Taking Back Sunday?
Oh, okay then.
This band is called Fucking Whatever. I forget what their EP is called, but they're putting out an EP on Friday. They put out two singles from it called Original Sin and Never Believe. It's this weird kind of, I don't know, the songs are super catchy, but they're really atmospheric with, like, post-punk and post-hardcore and, like, post pop. I want to say post kind of everything, but it almost reminds me of if you like mixed Nine Inch Nails with like Super Whatever or Chapel, like a band like that, who's like kind of poppy, but kind of punky, and just like make it sad.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, you got a lot of voices, you got a lot of songwriters, you know, I'm not sure who's playing what or if everyone's playing everything, you know, how this exactly
seems kind of like a mesh to me.
Yeah, exactly. Which can be really cool. I mean, obviously this is the kind of super group that, you know, you don't really know how serious they're taking it, if this is going to be a one and done project or whatever, but certainly a tremendous amount of talent. And I'll be honest, I don't, is that description you said, is that just a joke? Because it sounds
that's
like
from their Bandcamp. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like a joke, but it was a turnoff for me. But I obviously I'm very, very familiar with Anthony and Adam and John from TBS, and Group Love, of course. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be a fun EP. And I mean, honestly, everybody should check it out just for the name power alone.
Yeah, fucking whatever. All right, let's go. I love that. I love that for a side project too. That's such a funny name.
Just like, eh, whatever.
Yep.
All right, we got three big releases left on the list this week.
All right, let's go. Number three.
Number three. We've got the new album Baptized by Atreyu.
Yeah.
I don't know what more I could say about Atreyu. They're a great band. If you don't know who they are and you're even mildly involved in our scene, I'm kind of concerned. But
sure.
Incredible, legendary band. Claim they invented metalcore. Don't write metalcore anymore. I'd say it's more kind of like anthemic rock metal, you know, that kind of big arena sound. Out of the four singles that they've put out, I've only disliked one. I think that they're all pretty consistently good for this newer sound that Atreyu's going for. And overall, they're just kind of a classic band. They're super fun. They're a band that has put out such great albums like The Curse and Lead Sales Paper Anchor that I'm never going to not check out a new Atreyu album.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're friends of mine. Brandon and I have been close recently. I was involved in their reaction video for one of their new singles. So I'm really on board for this. You know, the important note is that they have, I don't know if it was, if he was fired or if he left their original frontman, Alex, unclean vocalist, has left the band. So this will be their first release without him. We're talking about a band that's been a band for 20 years. So that's kind of a big deal. But you're right, man. If anyone's heard the singles or like the last record, this is right along that same vibe. John exactly. Feldman producing this, you can tell. Yeah, very anthematic is a good word. Very catchy, and I'm for it too because I liked the original Atreyu sound of the first couple albums. Then I feel like they had a little bit of trouble kind of finding out. Maybe finding who they were. They were kind of between being a scene band and trying to be a radio rock band.
Yeah, right around like Lead Sales Paper Anchor. They had a good mix of both.
Yeah, exactly. But then I guess since then it was it's been tough. It's tough. It's a tough sound to navigate. And now I feel like they've really found it with their last record with some songs like House of Gold, and this album with these singles coming out. And I think this could be. This has a chance to be maybe the best Atreyu record ever, which is pretty crazy for a band that's been out.
That's
this long.
Pretty crazy of a statement.
It's possible.
The Curse is incredible.
The Curse is incredible, but you know, The Curse is partly incredible because of the nostalgia, right?
Also,
because
true.
Because it's, you know, 15 years ago, and it's you know that iconic every album cover and the some of the lyrics, everything about it, it will always be, you know, their breakthrough record. But this record, maybe pound for pound, could be better.
We'll say best Atreyu album post hiatus. How about that?
Okay, I'll give you that one. But hey, we have to wait to hear this one. But I think it's going to be very good.
I'm excited. Next up, we've got
number two.
another festival headlining band. Rise Against are putting out their new album, Nowhere Generation.
Yeah. Great band. A lot of albums. They have been putting out music. They have not taken any breaks since, well, I think their first album was 2001. So 20 years, literally, of you know, an album pretty much every 2 years. A lot of singles, a lot of radio singles.
A lot of consistency.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, a great band. I you know, I'm, to echo your Atreyu point, like, for me, Revolutions Per Minute and you know, the albums that came out in their early part of their career will always be my favorites. But that being said, they know how to write a hit. And if the radio plays any indication, they have that right in their bag of tricks.
100%. I think that all the singles that they've put out, they've got, what is it, Broken Dreams, Inc. and Nowhere Generation, Talking to Ourselves, like, they're all great singles. They are exactly what I want from a Rise Against song. And they're super fun. I mean, I think that the band has almost stepped away a little. I mean, they're still very kind of political band, but I think they've kind of stepped away a little bit from it, which I almost don't like as much. I feel like they're Appeal to Reason, The Sufferer and The Witness and Siren Song, like, those albums were just super intense, almost a little bit because of that. And I think they're going a little bit more middle of the road with these newer releases, but I think the songwriting and the catchiness and everything is still there. It's still definitely Rise Against, and this band just always consistently been good.
Yeah, well, you know, I know those guys very well, and they took Silverstein out on one of our first real tours back in 2003, and we did it again in 2007, and they're always the kind of people we run into. And even on the podcast, you know, Tim was episode 100, the big episode. So really good friends of the show. I probably have to disagree with you, Mike, about the political statement. Now, I haven't checked out all the lyrics from all the new singles and everything, but I know that they are definitely a group of guys that really do care about the world and about where things are going. And I'm sure that that is going to be a theme in this album. But man, I mean, aren't we all tired though too? Like, they're still human beings, you know, like that's the thing, man. We are, as a society and as a group of people going through what we've gone through, man, I know I'm tired. So I mean, being in a political punk band must just be exhausting.
And don't get me wrong, I still get the overtones of politics and things along those lines. It's just not as heavy handed anymore as the early albums.
That's fair.
Maybe that's a credit to their writing and use of metaphor.
Right. Yeah.
Having improved or something along those lines.
So. Absolutely. Could be. Wow. If that's number two, I am very excited for the number one album, which we're going to get to after this.
Boom, boom, boom.
Ask your doctor about AirSupra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Mike, we're back.
We're back.
So we got, I kind of want to do a recap before the number one this time, because I just want to hear these all in order. So at number five, we have
Rhapsody of Fire with their new EP, I'll Be Your Hero.
coming at you with the power metal. Number four.
The new EP, I don't remember the name of it, but it's by fucking whatever.
Yeah, fucking whatever. Who cares what the title is? Yes, Supergroup Extraordinaire. Number three.
We've got the new album Baptized by Atreyu.
And number two.
We've got Nowhere Generation by Rise Against.
This is big already, Mike. These are four big ones. So I am ready for it. Give me the number one most anticipated album of the week.
So our most anticipated album of the week, I'm going to say a smaller band. Obviously, they're not that small. They're just smaller than Rise Against and Atreyu. But I think undeservedly so. I think that this band has been making music consistently for the last 10 years. That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to talk about the new album Arrows by Red Fang.
Absolutely. Oh my God, I love Red Fang.
These guys are
such
incredible.
It's such an interesting band and such an interesting career. Now, you're right. They've been a band for, over 10 years now. And what's crazy about them is, you know, most bands, maybe they start in their late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. This band started when the band members were in their mid 30s.
Yeah. So it's wild.
Yeah. So we're talking about like grown ass men getting together, starting a band. But what is also really interesting is this band is known, I mean, not just for their great albums and great music, but for their incredible music videos. They're kind of like the OK Go of stoner rock.
Yeah. And I mean, their music video for Prehistoric Dog, where they're creating armor out of beer cans. It's all of the shots are just incredible. And then their newest single, Why, where there's a pizza place where the animatronics are addicted to Parmesan.
Yes.
It's always a treat to see how these guys are going to take some weird, strange concept and make it work with the song. But this album as a whole is just going to be absolutely incredible. I love all three singles, Funeral Coach and Why, more than Arrows a little bit, but they're just absolutely great. I got this record's being delivered today, so hopefully I get to listen to it a little bit early. And it's so hard to describe this band musically because, like, yes, they're stoner rock, stoner metal, but I think that they're so much more than that with their writing style. They have layers. They're like an onion, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, every aspect of it just feels super well thought out without feeling super well thought out, right? Like when you sit down and kind of listen to it, you're like, man, everything really fits together. But if you're just kind of listening to it at the surface level, you're like, yeah, these guys just got in a garage and made some music. And they aren't able to lose that DIY when making something that is just super well put together.
It's a really great point, Mike. Yeah, like the songs do make sense, the structures make sense and all that, but it doesn't feel like it's a really great point. It doesn't feel like they tried. I love that. And yeah, I mean, you could say it's maybe for fans of like Clutch or maybe Queens of the Stone Age.
The Sword, High on Fire.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Elements like that. And but yeah, they are a little bit in their own league as well. So love the pick, Mike. We could have given it to any of those five, but I think you made the right choice with Red Fang. And let's put a microscope over that band and make them bigger because they deserve it so much.
100%.
All right. Well, that's the top five. I'm sure there's some honorable mentions. Let's get to them.
Oh, yeah, there are. So first one, another album that comes out that I don't know the band well enough to put them in the top five personally, but this is a band called Cleopatric. I've seen them a couple times on Riot Fest and on like kind of bigger festival stages early in the day, and they've always kind of impressed me. They're a good kind of like post-punk, adding in elements of hip-hop and rap and alternative music and just a little bit of everything. These guys are really, really fun, and I'm going to check out their new album. I'm very excited for it. It's literally like you're spelling Cleopatra, but Cleopatric.
Yep.
And these guys are just great.
Yeah, this is a band I heard on the radio a couple times. They've had some radio play, some radio success, and I think I heard kind of an interesting, eclectic mix of music and wondered what it was, and I Shazammed it and it came up on my phone and I was like, okay, I never heard of this band. And then, you know, started hearing that on the radio all the time. So this could be, you know, a big breakthrough release for this band, I think.
Yeah. And I hope so. I mean, I've always had fun watching them.
Cool.
Next up, the rest of these are just going to be singles. There's going to be a new Billie Eilish song. She's incredible. If you don't think so, I'm sorry. She's absolutely top tier pop artist right now, doing some really, really talented things for how old she is.
I mean, obviously, she's incredible, and it'll be, she's one of those artists, you know, like everyone's watching to see what she does because they want to copy her.
Yep.
So exactly. We're all watching.
Next up, we've got a single from post-hardcore band I Met a Yeti. The cool part about this is that it's featuring some of the members of Pulsetts, who we've talked about on the show. Both two incredibly fun post-hardcore bands, great noodly guitars, good vibes all around. And anybody who likes, I want to say Swancore, but it's not really Swancore because it's a little bit more clean. It's almost like Chan kind of, that like mathcore post-hardcore. You're going to love this.
All right.
Next up, there's a new Sleeping with Sirens single. It's okay.
It's out. It's out now.
Yep.
I mean, Sleeping with Sirens, all the talent in the world, obviously tons of success for better part of a decade now, over a decade, I guess. And I mean, a band that I think is still trying to find where they're going. You know, I think they came out, they had this really, you know, post-hardcore, screamo, like thing that people really latched onto, and they pushed away from it. And now I think they've realized, okay, like who are we trying to be? So I think this could be the record. They find it. I haven't heard the single yet, but I
there's a cool guitar riff in it.
Yeah. I could see it.
Speaking of other bands that are have kind of lost it a little bit, but are bringing it back with a single. I haven't heard the single yet. It comes out on Friday. I've heard people talking about it, though. Is Memphis Mayfire heavy again?
Are they?
Supposedly they are.
They're
putting out a new single.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it sounds like it's about time. You know, that's another band. Tons of talent. Everyone in that band can play. And I think it's just a matter of, okay, what are they going to focus on? What are they going to try to do? And maybe trying to go that heavy route might serve them and their fan base better. I mean, here's the thing, like, it's been a hell of a year. And I think that we're going to see a lot of heavy-ish bands get heavier because everyone's angry.
Yeah. And I really hope so. Memphis Mayfire has kind of lost me a bit recently. With the last album and the album before that, I forget their names even. I feel like the talent is there, but the songwriting hasn't been. So I'm really hoping that they clean it up a bit. And I know that the guys can, just because Challenger is such a phenomenal album. And I mean, there's always glimpses of hope on every album that I find, and I just really hope that these guys will bring it through.
Right on.
Speaking of consistently bringing it through, we're getting the second single off the new Descendants album. I figured you'd like that.
I sure do. This is a band that does not put out records very often. And whenever they do, they blow people's minds. And so, they're one of the greatest punk bands of all time. And I mean, I'm not just saying that for my opinion. It's just fact. And they just continue to bolster their legacy whenever they put out music. I mean, we're talking about guys that are in their 50s or 60s, maybe even at this point.
Yeah, they're getting up there.
And they're still making incredible music. And, you know, so much of the time when a band comes back from a long hiatus, they're making music for themselves, and that's fine, but it doesn't really make their legacy any better. The Descendants, they just seem to keep improving on it. And it's, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the punk bands that I'm like really starting to get into lately. as everybody who listens to the show kind of knows, I'm not a huge or the biggest punk fan, but Descendants is a band that's really kind of caught me. And I think that these guys are incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, without Descendants, there's no Green Day, there's no Blink-182, and then all the bands that were influenced by them. So they are the, they are truly the forefathers of pop punk, and an extremely important band that continues to kill it. So I'm all about it.
Hell yeah. We've got another band coming back from the dead. Have you ever heard of Youth in Revolt? You remember them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
They're making music again. They put out a new single. It's called KMS. It's pretty good. I really liked it for a band that hasn't put out music in probably 5 or 10 years. It's, I would say, a modern take on the old emo post-hardcore sound, very similar to an As It Is sound. And I really like the song.
Nice. Well, cool. Hopefully there's an album coming.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm always excited to hear new music from projects that have kind of been away for a while. This next one, we've got the next single off of the new Light the Torch album, Howard Jones.
Yep.
It's not going to miss. Howard's an incredible vocalist, and that alone carries any album and band.
Yeah. No, Light the Torch, I felt like when they came out, it was a little bit of a, it seemed like they weren't taking it too seriously, but now over the past, I don't know, couple years, you know, they're getting radio play, they're all over active rock radio, and it seems like they're stepping it up a notch, and I think that Light the Torch is going to be a big band that you're going to see probably opening a ton of tours before they are headlining pretty big rooms, and it's good to see Howard back, because you're right, just one of the most talented metalcore vocalists like of all time. So he, for him to be without a band seems wrong. So I'm glad Light the Torch is doing so well.
I agree. And I mean, I think while he was in, or while Light the Torch started, he was still in Killswitch Engage. So this has kind of become a full-time effort, which is really good to see.
Absolutely.
Next up, we've got a couple of bands that are kind of upcoming. This first one is a band called Isotopes. They're coming out of Australia. They're metalcore, post-hardcore, emo. They're really fun. They put out a new single. I forget the... It's one of those... It's another acronym. Song name. But it's really good. Their song Flowers was one of my top singles last year. This song is consistently top tier, and I absolutely love these guys.
I just think of Isotopes. I think of the baseball team from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah?
Am I mixing that up?
I don't know.
or maybe it's the band from the Maniac Mansion video game. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
But I, but I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. So next up, there's a band from the UK called Static Dress. These guys are always really cryptic with everything that they do. They're the ones I have a poster of that has a QR code that turns out like I have part of a video, music video that only 50 people have or something like that.
Ooh.
They're really cool 2000s post-hardcore emo sound. I absolutely love these guys. I think they're going to be the next big thing, kind of revitalizing that sound. If you're a fan of like old Senses Fail, this is right up that alley.
All right.
Next, there's a single from a band called Cult, but it's spelled C-V-L-T-E. They're really cool, kind of harder emo rap, a little bit like Scarlord, but more Chase Atlantic than anything mixed in.
Okay.
These guys are really incredible with their songwriting, and I absolutely love them. Next up, a band that has been dead for 10 years is coming back. They have probably one of my favorite metalcore albums of all time. This is a band called The Air I Breathe.
Okay.
They never got big, but I'm really interested to see what they do with this single coming back on Friday. They kind of came out of nowhere, just changed the profile picture, posted a teaser, and said, hey, we're putting out music on Friday. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Well, so, I never heard of this band, but I think that this is, again, a symptom of the times. You know, band goes away for 10 years. Then the last year and a half has been pretty weird. Maybe they were going to come back anyway, but I think there's a lot of bands that are going to be like, hey, you know what? I missed those days of playing music with my friends. So let's do that again. And I think that that's going to happen. So that's great. And congratulations to you, Mike. It's not every day a 10-year-old broken up band that released one of your favorite albums comes back. So that's exciting.
Yep. I'm ready for it. And then last single that I want to talk about, because this band also announced an album and this band is absolutely incredible. We've got a new single from Trash Boat. It's great.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Trash Boat never misses. Top tier band.
I've heard a bunch of this stuff because, you know, the drummer of my band is Trash Boat's manager. So yep. A little birdie has flown in and showed me some music. And yes, this is going to blow people's minds. I think the best stuff is yet to come too. So get ready for a really, really exciting time for Trash Boat. And new record. I think pre-orders just went up. So
yep,
don't sleep on
mine.
Trash Boat. They're they're hell of a band.
For sure. That's it. That's all we got this week.
That's a big week though, Mike. You downplayed this week, but like, man, huge records in the top five and tons of great singles. And lots to talk about next week as well. We'll be back on the audio side of things again next week, I believe. Just to pull the curtain back a little bit as to why the Twitch thing is we're taking a little bit of a break. I am out in the middle of the woods with very bad internet. So
yep.
we're making it work. I'll be out here for a little while. I'm trying to figure out if I can do it back on Twitch. But regardless, we will be back there in the very near future. So if you are not following Twitch, head over to twitch.tv/ShaneTold. And of course, follow Mike at Slappy Slam for the entire list every single week.
There we go. Short episode this week.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. I think it's good. We lots to get through, and all that does is it gives people more time to stop this damn thing and hit play.
Jam the nude music.
Exactly. Whatever they listen to music on, whether it's vinyl or NFT.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. I've got to get back to work, so I will let you go, Shane.
Yes, Mike. Thanks again, and enjoy your musical week. Talk to you next week.
For sure. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy. Cheers.